It's time for our weekly Wisconsin News Roundup. Governor Scott Walker made big headlines this week when he announced on Monday that he'd suspend his presidential campaign, and the state legislature is in the news as the Senate and Assembly held their first session since July. Joining us now to talk about all this is Jesse Apoyan, the state government and politics reporter for the Capital Times. Jesse, welcome back.
Thanks for having me back, Rob.
Well, let's hearken back. It seems like a long time ago already. Here's Governor Scott Walker suspending his campaign on Monday.
Today, I believe that I'm being called to lead by helping to clear the field in this race so that a positive conservative message can rise to the top of the field. With this in mind, I will suspend my campaign immediately.
People thought this might be coming sometime, but this was kind of a surprise when it happened Monday, wasn't it, Jesse?
Oh, it definitely was. Yeah, I mean, we started to see his poll numbers drop in the last few months and really tank in the days leading up. It was the day before he announced he would drop out that his numbers were, he was an asterisk, right? So it was like less than 0.5%, which I think amounts in that sample to between 1 in 4 people saying he was their top choice. So there was definitely talk of what was going to come next. Was there going to be a shakeup in staff? How was he going to refocus his operation? But I don't think anyone was expecting him to pull the plug so soon.
You mentioned bad numbers with a percentage sign in front of them. There are also worries about bad numbers with dollar signs in front of them.
That's right. His campaign manager was getting a lot of criticism for just running such an expensive and expansive operation, for starting things big from the get-go. They had, I think, 90 people on staff. They had a full-time photographer. They had a consultant to reach out to evangelical groups, and just sort of a lavish-looking sets every time he was talking anywhere. So it was a very professional-looking campaign. It looked like the campaign of a nominee and not a primary candidate. But as Donald Trump got in, as other people started to do well, the donations stopped flowing in, and there's a cash flow problem.
Well, here at home now, we don't have a governor/presidential candidate. We just have a governor again. What was the response you've seen in your reporting through the week to this announcement and to Governor Walker being just the governor again?
Just the governor. I think there was initial surprise, but sort of the predictable responses on both party lines. Republicans have, at least on their face, been pretty excited to have him back, talking about getting right to work and getting back to work, that is. And Democrats are saying, oh, this is a sign that his his policies are being rejected, that his agenda is being rejected. And I guess there's some consensus all around that he's got to do a little bit of fence mending, just since he hasn't really been around that much.
And then questions were being asked as soon as Monday evening about will he serve his term? Will he run again? Will he end up in D.C., but as a cabinet member? What do we know, if anything, that we didn't know Monday evening?
It's still a little unclear. It sounds like he's saying he's definitely not interested in running for the Senate, not interested in a cabinet position. He says it's too soon to talk about vice presidential potential. It's too soon to talk about whether he'll endorse any of his former opponents. But he does say he wants to serve out his term, and he's not talking yet about whether he would run for another one.
Talking to Jesse Apoyan from the Capital Times about the big news stories of the week here in Wisconsin. And let's visit the state legislature, Jesse, back in session this week. A Senate committee held hearing on a couple of bills, assembly work on these two, a ban on fetal tissue research. What can you tell me about the bill they're working on and where that's going?
Sure. That bill would ban research being conducted on fetal tissue obtained from abortions. So it wouldn't touch fetal tissue coming from a miscarriage or something like that, but it specifically relates to abortions. It's gone through an assembly committee. It's kind of held up in the Senate right now, and the assembly is not voting on it, not bringing it to the floor right now. Leadership says the votes aren't there. Definitely some concerns from the research community and the business community. University of Wisconsin is opposed to it in terms of just the research that they do, and a lot of biotech companies are opposed to it, which means some of the heavy hitters like Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce are actually stepping up and opposing it.
Some related legislation targeting Planned Parenthood, both of these kind of stemming from videos that have been out there in the national news. The Assembly passed a bill cutting off not state funding, which had been cut off, but federal funding that goes through the state to Planned Parenthood. So what would that mean if it also went through the Senate and got signed by the governor?
So that bill would prevent Planned Parenthood or any other entity that provides abortions from receiving federal Title X funds. So those are money that goes to reproductive health services, STD screenings, things like that. So it would first direct it to public health programs like county health departments or the Wisconsin Well Women Program. And if there's anything left over, the rest would then go to nonprofits, but could not go to Planned Parenthood, which is the organization that has been receiving it for pretty much the majority of its existence.
As I mentioned, the Assembly passed this bill just yesterday. Is the Senate expected to take it up anytime soon?
There's talk. It sounds like that's likely. Don't have a timeline yet, though.
And then also this week we got news about the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation, and a lot of times adjectives like troubled or embattled or beleaguered appear before that name. A report showed that the agency gave out more economic development awards this year with less results in terms of job creation. What's the buzz on this Economic Development Corporation, or WEDIC as it's commonly known, this week?
Yeah, and that's you're right. It seems to always have one of those taglines attached to it. Right now, the talk is just about the fact that they're giving out more. I think about $90 million more in awards this year than they did last year, but they'll be creating a few thousand less jobs or retaining as many. I guess the line on that is that it's less interest in some tax credits that are being phased out. Some of that money is also from a historic rehabilitation tax credit that was expanded a couple of years ago. Obviously, the Democratic argument on that is that the taxpayers are not getting enough bang for their buck from the organization.
With a steady trickle of bad news or accusations about WEDIC, listening sessions on economic development kicking off this week, is there a thought that something's going to change? Either it's going to be severely tweaked or maybe even scrapped and they'll try something new?
Well, Democrats definitely want to do that. They've talked about pretty much dropping the current model, and they've got some ideas for how they might replace it. I think Republicans are a little shy of completely walking away from it. You don't want to give the impression that this is completely unstable or insecure, but I think most everyone is open to at least talking about what changes could be made.
Jesse, thanks as always for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
That was State Capitol reporter Jesse Appoint of the Capitol Times giving us the latest on state news in our Wisconsin News Roundup.